Here, I'll present my findings with a new Tuya device based on the Beckon BK7238 MCU, packaged as a Tuya T1 UHL module. For more general information relating to the T1 series and BK7238 uses, see T1, T1M, T13S, Tuya BK7238 module datasheet, pinout and flashing, Home Assistant Nice MCU XHWB3S, BK7238 flashing, testing, pinout, development, porting, Nice MCU XHWB3S, BK7238 tutorial, quick start. Flashing, sensors, MQTT, and Home Assistant Nice MCU, BK7238 T1IR remote control support presentation tutorial, Home Assistant automations. This is a soil tester sensor from AliExpress. After popping off the battery cover, just four small crosshead screws allow for the removal of half the case to reveal the main module. The T1 UHL, a 16KB Mind Motion MM32G001 ARM Cortex MINU, also seen here, and an HGSEMI C5551 WSAH SOIC8 chip. Unfortunately, the back of the PCB cannot be examined without desoldering the battery terminals. There was little to be gained, however. T1 UHL details. Pin number, symbol, IO type, description. 1. P14, IO, a normal GPIO pin, corresponding to pin 19 on the IC. It can be reused as SPI-SCK. 2. P16, IO, a normal GPIO pin, corresponding to pin 20 on the IC. It can be reused as SPI-MOSI. 3. P23, IO, a normal GPIO pin, corresponding to pin 16 on the IC. 4. P22, IO, a normal GPIO pin, corresponding to pin 15 on the IC. 5. ADC-IO, an ADC pin, corresponding to pin 20 on the IC. 6. RX2, IO, URT-RX2, corresponding to pin 1, pin 30. 7. TX2, IO, URT-X2, to print logs, corresponding to P0, pin 31. 8. P24, IO, support hardware PWM4, corresponding to pin 17 on the IC. 9. P9, IO, support hardware PWM3, corresponding to pin 27 on the IC. 10. P26, IO, support hardware PWM5, corresponding to pin 23 on the IC. 11. P6, IO, support hardware PWM0, corresponding to pin 24 on the IC. 12. P8, IO, support hardware PWM2, corresponding to pin 26 on the IC. 13. GND, P, ground pin. 14. 313, P, 3.3 volts power pin. 15. TX1, IO, URTX1, to send user data, corresponding to P11 on the IC, corresponding to pin 29 on the IC. 16. RX1, IO, URTX1, to receive user data, corresponding to P10 on the IC, corresponding to pin 28 on the IC. 17. P28, IO, a normal GPIO pin, corresponding to pin 12 on the IC. 18. CEN, IO, the reset pin, active low, and pulled up internally. It is compatible with the designs of other modules, corresponding to pin 11 on the IC. 19. P21, IO, a normal GPIO pin, corresponding to pin 14 on the IC. 20. P17, IO, a normal GPIO pin, corresponding to pin 22 on the IC, reused as SPI-MISO. 21. P15, IO, a normal GPIO pin, corresponding to pin 21 on the IC. It can be reused as SPICS, feeding 3 volts through the batter's terminals, and from TX2, the boot log is captured at 11.15200 baud. Unfortunately, the Mind Motion MCU gets in the way of any flash read efforts on RX1 TX1, even with the MCU nursed held low. So the module had to be hot air gun removed for flashing away from the MCU. Easy Flasher reads whole flash successfully in BK7238 mode. As a precaution, a backup is also taken with BK Fill, line E02695F5C3. Regarding the TSSOP20MN32MCU, datasheet attached. We read this overview, and to put how it connects to the four test pads and to the T1UHL in context. Maybe I should have another go at reading the flash with J-Link. I appear to have been unsuccessful with the other device. Line E02695F5C3. With the backup flash to the NICE MCU and set up to talk to the Tuya module debugging assistant with product ID RKNWI0CTBBGHZ, we can pair it with the Tuya app to check firmware versions. Device appearance, options and readings. It seems it's just a glorified temperature and humidity sensor. With the Tuya app linked to a dev account, we can retrieve the DPIDs needed for OpenBK7238 setup, which when made pretty interesting, separate DPIDs for Fahrenheit and a switcher DPID. I don't see a change function in the app. The manual offers no clues. Line E02695F5C3. OpenBK7238 flashed over the top of factory firmware. I chose to overwrite the bootloader because keeping the factory BL meant OTA updates were not successful. PCB and module cleaned up, excess solder removed.